The Traveler's Journal, November 2nd. Listening for the rhythms of Brittany. Shaped like a wolf's head, Brittany juts into the Atlantic from France's northwest coast. Surrounded on three sides by the sea, the granite-fringed peninsula has more than 750 miles of shoreline, though it's barely 150 miles east to west. Savage and rugged in some places, that coast is gentle and sandy in others. Inland, Brittany is a land of small farms and tiny villages, windswept heathland, and fields lined by fruit trees. Though Brittany and its people are largely defined by the sea, both are as closely linked, geologically and genetically, to the islands of Britain as they are to the historical nation of France. Stemming from stubborn Celtic antecedents, Bretons have clung to their ancient ways. For generations, they've wrested a tough living out of the violent seas and arid soil. Theirs is a place where change comes slowly, where old is not the stuff of museums, but of daily life. Religious rituals are lived, not reenacted. Brittany's towering granite cliffs and warm white sandy beaches have made it one of France's and Europe's most popular seaside summer escapes. Yet year-round, rather than worn traditions or artificial charm for tourists, Brittany remains a proud, vibrant, self-authentic place. Locals still gather to toss the boule and argue politics in their native Breton. In dozens of cities and towns, market day remains a major event. At Saturday night parties, the reedy tones of the bombard still beguile lace-draped dancers, and loud, clear rhythms wash across Brittany. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer. You'll find a world of resources when you visit us online at travelersjournal.com.